Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Rock Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp., OTCQB, LGCXF, gains BLM approval for expanded drilling at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp., listed on the TSXV as LG and on the OTCQB as LGCXF, has received approval from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management to expand drilling at its Santa Fe mine project in Nevada. This approval allows for testing extensions of known gold and silver resources in the Slab and York zones. Phase 1 drilling is currently underway, with several holes completed and assays expected soon. The Santa Fe Mine Project, with past production of over 359,000 ounces of gold and 702,000 ounces of silver, is moving towards production and plans to update its preliminary economic assessment. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website.
Biomed News breaks, Editex Inc., ADTX, appoints Evofem CEO Sandra Pelletier to Board of Directors. Addixt Inc., NASDA ADTX, has appointed Sandra Pelletier, CEO of Evofem Biosciences, OTCPK, EVFM, to its board of directors as the company sharpens its focus on women's health. With over 30 years of global pharmaceutical experience, Pelletier led the approval and commercial growth of Fexiar at Evofem. She also holds board roles at Wintree Therapeutics, NASDAQ that Wint, and serves on nonprofit advisory boards focused on women's empowerment and health. Addixt operates an innovation platform dedicated to accelerating health innovations and plans to introduce programs focused on public health and women's health. The closing of transactions with Apeli Therapeutics Inc., TSX, ALEC, APLF, and Evofem is subject to conditions, including shareholder approval and capital funding. For more information, visit Addixt's newsroom at https://ax. Q1 earnings. Shonergy beats top-line and bottom-line analyst estimates. Both ship and spin-off USEA declare dividends. Shonergy Maritime Holdings Corp. reported Q1 earnings, beating analyst estimates with a net loss of $6.8 million. Despite the loss, the company outperformed expectations and declared a dividend of 5 cents per share, marking its 14th consecutive quarterly dividend. Meanwhile, spin-off United Maritime Corp. also declared a dividend of $1 per share, its 10th consecutive payment. Shonergy is positioning itself as a resilient player in the Capesize sector, with improving rates and a disciplined fleet expansion strategy. United Maritime is benefiting from improving fundamentals, securing 79% of Q2 days at higher rates. Both companies are optimistic for the remainder of 2025, with Shonergy securing one-third of operating days at an average daily rate of over $22,000. Akshay Harlalka recognized for excellence in precision machine design and advanced manufacturing. Akshay D. Harlalka, a mechanical engineer with a background in precision machine design and advanced manufacturing, has been recognized for his exceptional professional achievements by Marcus Who's Who. Graduating top of his class from Vellore Institute of Technology in India, he went on to earn a master's degree from MIT specializing in precision engineering. With a career spanning ASML and applied materials, he has made significant contributions to the semiconductor industry, including patented in-situ cleaning systems and reticle slip limiter technology. Currently, as a staff mechanical engineer at Atomic Machines Inc., he leads the development of 3D inspection systems for MEMS applications. Mr. Harlalka's passion for solving meaningful problems extends beyond his work. As he leads public service initiatives and mentors aspiring engineers, his dedication and technical curiosity have earned him accolades, including the prestigious MIT Great Dome Award. New Age Industries, Inc. awarded Platinum EcoVadis ranking for sustainability. New Age Industries, Inc., parent company of Advantapure and New Age Performance Products, has been awarded a platinum medal by EcoVadis, a global sustainability rating platform. The assessment evaluated 21 criteria across four themes, leading to New Age's top 1% ranking globally. CEO Mary Marcus highlighted the company's commitment to sustainability with a focus on in business to do good, driven to excel. New Age encourages collaboration with suppliers and customers to deliver sustainable solutions. For more information, visit their website to download the 2024 Sustainability Report. FastGuard Service launches security tech that thinks like you do. Welcome to the future of protection. FastGuard Service is revolutionizing the security industry with enhanced tools and mobile technology, offering clients instant, on-demand protection without the need to pick up the phone. Clients can place and track security requests in real time, monitor guard activity, and receive digital updates with full transparency through the FastGuard app. The company's accountability sets them apart, providing automated daily reports, real-time guard tracking, and patrol logs for complete situational awareness. With over a decade of experience and millions of hours protected, FastGuard Service is transforming the industry, one client request at a time. Welcome to the next generation of protection with security that moves at your speed.
Lexham signs long-term contract with SLU to host one-of-a-kind muscle research lab. Lexham LLC has partnered with SLU Uppsala, Sweden, to host a unique muscle research lab led by Lars Larsson, MD, PhD. This experimental ICU model allows for long-term mechanistic and intervention studies on muscle mass and function under ICU conditions. The partnership aims to advance research into therapies for muscle myopathies, including critical illness myopathy. Professor Larsson expressed satisfaction with the collaboration, highlighting its potential to benefit millions of patients. Lexham is focused on developing biologic therapies for acquired muscle myopathies, with phase 2A studies on the horizon. SLU, known for its work in clinical sciences, plays a crucial role in supporting this groundbreaking research.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.